Joining us now in Queensland, Dr. Paul Williams is a political analyst at Griffith University, and he is coming along with his take on the day's events. Dr. Williams, a gamble by Malcolm Turnbull. He has the numbers today, but only just. It'll only take 7 Liberal Party MPs now to change their minds. How dangerous is this for the Prime Minister?
Look, it looks as though Mr. Turnbull's leadership is terminally damaged. I mean, the vote was just too close, despite Mr. Turnbull's backers today saying, well, that's it, the issue is done and dusted. It's not done and dusted. If Mr. Dutton had only scored, say, half a dozen, up to 10 votes, then maybe it would have. But it's just too large a section of the Liberal Party. The party is almost evenly divided between an arch-conservative wing and a progressive wing. This issue hasn't been settled. It's almost like a rerun of the early 1990s when Paul Keating failed on his first attempt to topple Bob Hawke, and he went and licked his wounds on the backbench and came back with a vengeance a few months later. I think that's what's really in the offing for the Liberal Party. I think that the Dutton forces would have been emboldened by today's result. As you say, just a handful of members that Mr. Dutton's forces need to court between now and, say, Christmas. And certainly, we'll have a new Prime Minister, I'm sure, sometime before the end of the calendar year.
We have heard just then from Craig Kelly saying that he doesn't think there'll be another ballot, and he certainly doesn't want another ballot, but there's also talk in the corridors of Parliament House about another ballot on Thursday. How long do you think the Prime Minister has?
That would be very surprising. If there were another ballot this week, I think that would be very surprising and virtually unprecedented and perhaps not politically judicious. I mean, it might look quite petty among some, not only inside the Liberal Party room or indeed the coalition joint party room, but for the electorate as a whole. I think the Dutton camp would want to give Mr. Turnbull time to tie himself up in a few more knots, to get a few more poor news polls out there to validate the case for change. I'd be very surprised if the votes, if Mr. Dutton could marshal 7 or 8 more votes between now and the end of the week. Good luck to him if he can, but I suspect it would be a very tough ask. But whether it's this week or whether it's 3 or 4 months from now, we will see this come to a head again. This is not just a spur of the moment thing. This has been building for many, many months, indeed some years.
Let me put another rumour to you that's swirling in Parliament House. What are the chances of Malcolm Turnbull calling on an early election? Sportsbet's tipping an October election.
Yeah, look, that's always been a possibility, and I really felt that an election was better than a 50-50 chance after the May budget, given that that Turnbull sort of did the this time last year we were all writing Malcolm Turnbull off. But he really pulled a rabbit out of the hat with the budget, and they did rebound somewhat and put Bill Shorten on the back foot over citizenship issues. But again, that's all disappeared in a puff of smoke since the Longman by-election. I would say that that Mr. Turnbull won't call an early election because, I mean, that's certain to be lost. We've seen 38 successive news polls now lost for the coalition. The Ipsos poll on the weekend would see more than 20 seats lost, 55 to 45 in Labor's favour. There's really no way, especially now that Mr. Turnbull has been damaged over his flip-flopping on NEG and over the humiliation of being challenged for the job and coming so close to defeat this morning, there's no way the electorate would endorse a divided party, not just a disempowered Prime Minister. So Mr. Turnbull really needs to keep the right faction at bay, and we'll see Mr. Turnbull throw a few more conservative policy bones in their direction to keep them placated. But he really needs to hold the election as late as possible if he's still in the top job, and that's May next year. He needs to rebuild his trust with his backbench and with the electorate.
Interesting times in politics. Dr. Paul Williams, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.